We shall continue to study the teachings of Jesus.
昨天是在学习主耶稣钉三宝训。
Yesterday we studied the Sermon on the Mount,
就是马太五章到第七章,
which is recorded in Matthew chapters 5 through 7.
以前的学校都有一个叫做修身的书间，就是关于做人处事的。
Back in the old times during school, there is always a period of cultivation to develop your personal character.
以后中国在台湾的学校有公民书间，但是这个公民的书间对这个做人处事的也有谈，不像日本人那么谈得多。
Then later on, there is a time of a sort of a public exhortation time or encouragement time where people also talk about morals.
洋人的教育偏重在这个科学方面，对这个做人方面就所以说很少谈。However,
the schooling of the Caucasians tend to focus on the sciences instead of the morals.
我在新加坡的时候，有去访问过一个姊妹的爸爸，他爸爸很不高兴。And
when I was in Singapore, I went and visited the father of a sister, and he wasn't very pleased to see me.
他不是不高兴哦，他是为了两个孩子很生气。
It wasn't that because he didn't want to see me actually, but he was angry with his two children.
因为他两个孩子是在英校。 新加坡这样有英校、英文学校和中华校，分你两种。他两个孩子在英校读书。Now
in Singapore, there's the English school and the Chinese school, and his two children were studying in the English school.
那他说，这两个在英校读书的孩子都没爸没母的，意思说对父母亲一点都不尊敬。However,
he is saying that his two children have no respect for their parents.
我告诉他说，你来信耶稣啦，你带孩子。他小姐已经相信了，来信耶稣，因为我们教会啊有主耶稣的教训。那不管是念英校或者华校啊，都是会请有一个很好的这个孩子。And
I encouraged him to bring his entire family to believe in our church. And I told him that if they do so, then no matter which school the children go to, they will always be filial.
新加坡的这建筑家相当有头脑，所以他们就也发现到不行，这个学校不教一些做人处事的这个伦理道德不行，所以他后来差不多五年前，他就采用中国的这个儒教，就孔夫子这个系统的，这个四书五经的。 那些做人处事的这个道理，偏请教材，到现在一直到现在，新加坡的学校都很留意这个伦理道德的教育。However,
fortunately, the lawmakers and the politicians in Singapore were very wise in seeing their problem. Therefore, about 5 years ago, they started adopting the teachings of Confucius and began to revise their curriculum to include some moral teachings.
韩国人以前是用华文，以后才用他们现在那个字。以前那个他的书本报纸通通是华文。In
Korea, back then, all the written material is written in Chinese characters.
那他们非常看重啊。 中国的这个，儒教是安装好的，儒教控制是安装好的，儒教，他们就很看重这个儒教，这个韩国人。And
the Koreans respected a line of Confucius teachings.
所以一直到现在，韩国的青年很规矩。
That's why we see that the Koreans hold a very high moral standard.
我常常去韩国教会啊，不是说我喜欢他们对我有什么尊敬的，但是他看到你一定会向你敬礼。
I like to go to the Korean churches not because that they give me special treatment, but they're just normally very courteous to everyone.
美国的社会很少这样的了，啊，孩子看到爸爸也是一样，啊，看到校长也是一样，很少说一个什么尊敬的表述的，啊，低头然后怎么样子。
And they would bow their heads to you and things like that. Here in America, things are different. We don't see as much respect here.
那你们当中有的好像你们碰到教会的一些前辈啦，或者长老就是啊，啊，早上起来啊，碰碰碰，还是好像都不打招呼的，这个是说起来不晓得做人。
And if we in the morning see an elder or a minister walk by and do not pay attention to them or greet them in any way, this is no way to behave ourselves.
那这个儒教的书我们都有学习过，儒教的教训呢相当好。
And the teachings of Confucius are very good in the moral area.
对这个做人呢，无论是在家庭或者对社会、对国家，他都多方面的都讲得很详细。
It describes in detail how we should respect and treat our family, our country, so on and so forth.
但是我以后，当然我小时候就信主耶稣了，不过以后多念圣经啊，还是主耶稣的教训最伟大。
And even though, you know, nonetheless, we see that the teachings of Jesus surpasses them all.
像我们昨天已经开始谈过了。主耶稣谈到这个福气他的这个看法和一般的看法是等于说不是完全了，但是可以近于完全不一样。
And through the Beatitudes we can see that Jesus has a different standard of measuring people and blessing people.
也可以说在唱反调，但是这个反调是对的，因为本来所唱的是不对，所以他唱反调才能够挽回啊，这个正确的这个路线。
At times, it may seem that Jesus' teachings are going against the current of the world. It may seem wrong, but it is the right way to go.
比方单谈那个贫穷的人有福了，贫穷的人有福，就是反调。我看我不晓得我们昨天学习以后，你会不会已经改变了你的观念，是贫穷有福气，或者有钱有福气的？
For instance, he teaches that it's blessed to be poor. Now, what do you think? Is it more blessed to be rich or poor?
那关于这个主耶稣不是要来废弃律法和先知，他是要成全这部分。
And also regarding his proclamation that he come not to destroy the laws and prophets, but to fulfill them.
旧约的律法根本没有办法遵守的。
And we know the numerous laws of the Old Testament cannot be fully complied.
那个律例典章啊，好麻烦啊！嘛，一点道理就献祭啦，守节期啦，好，旧约的信徒很困难。
It is very hard to be a believer in the Old Testament times when you have to observe all these laws and regulations.
那穷人一年要三次到耶路撒冷去拜神啦，一年三次啊，当时也没有汽车，没有火车啊，都走路去的。
Back then, the adults have to travel to Jerusalem to worship three times each year, and they don't have any convenient transportation to do so either.
但是那些条例都因主耶稣把自己献上在十字架上给我们成全，所以我们今天呢就不理那些了。
And it is because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross that we today do not have to observe them anymore.
因为主耶稣以生命给他成全。
Because God had fulfilled those law through His life.
关于这个诫命的部分呢，主耶稣来不需要废掉，所以基督徒还是要遵守这条诫命。
But regarding the Ten Commandments, Jesus came not to destroy them, so those Ten Commandments still apply to us.
但是主耶稣要我们遵守这条诫命啊，是不单是看重视那个结果，好像换监领啊，换监领那种行动，他是告诉我们呢、要防止要除去这个犯奸淫的意念，从意念消掉这个意念他是教授我们做到这个地步，不但表面上没有去犯奸淫，心里都没有想这个非常的高级，非常的完整。
But Jesus takes the standard set further. Take, for instance, adultery. Jesus says, you should not even have the thought of adultery that would lead into the committing of the sin to begin with.
主耶稣叫我们要爱仇敌，就是说我们心里不可有恨。
And regarding loving our enemies, we should not even have a slight thread of hatred in our hearts.
有恨的地方就没有爱，好像有暗的地方就没有光。
Because wherever there is hatred, there is no love. Just like wherever there is darkness, there is no light.
这个美国的总统啊，我记得是4年前啊，一个对大水的历史系的主任啊，做一个问卷。
And
那这个历史系的主任，这个学历史的人呢，对这个人的判断比较正确。 历史的什么？历史系的主任。
What?
学校一个历史系。
Oh, and the chairman of the history department of a university.
叫他们选举的，从 Washington 开始哈，一直到那个时候，那个时候记着是布希的，看他选举呀。 选举一个他最认为最伟大、最他最尊敬的这个总统，结果是林肯当选。And
he was asked to name the president in which he admired the most, and he named Abraham Lincoln.
我不晓得你们对美国的历代的前总统，一直到现在克林顿呢，你们最尊敬哪一位？
I don't know which president, which U.S. president you admired the most from the beginning to Clinton.
Lincoln他的传记有一段，他说他所读的书最多的就是圣经，第二就是莎士比亚的书。
In the autobiography of Abraham Lincoln, he said the two books he read the most are one, the Bible, and two, the works of Shakespeare.
所以林肯就表达，讲话文章的表达，他非常好，就是受这个莎士比亚的影响。
The reason why he carries himself so eloquently was because he read the works of Shakespeare very thoroughly.
Lincoln这个总统的伟大是他的精神，他的精神很伟大。他的最伟大的精神是爱的精神，他的心充满了爱，没有恨。And
the reason why Lincoln was so great was because he has a heart of love.
那林肯这个爱的精神是从圣经来的，他读圣经读的最多。 所以他被这个神的爱感动。And
the reason why he has such a strong spirit of love was because he read the Bible many times and he was touched by God.
他当议员的时候就已经非常同情这些黑人了。你们有看过有关黑人的，这个被苦害的书啊？我看读那些书会流泪的啦，同情黑人。黑人以前这个在美国啊被白人啊，这个苦待的很惨。 因为他们是从黑人市场买来的，他们看这个黑奴啊，就好像一种东西一样，所以煮饭不一定要煮他的饭了，剩下给他做，没有剩下算了。Even
while he was a congressman, Lincoln read many books regarding the blacks and slavery, and he had compassion on him because in these books it describes how the slaves were not treated as men but as possessions.
黑人他打死法律上没有追求的。 他看黑人没有人，没有一个人的地位。And
he realized that under law of this country, blacks have no rights.
那不但他买来的这个人要做他的奴仆，生出来的都要代代做他的奴仆。And
not only will this slave be a slave, even his descendants will always be slaves.
那这个林肯当议员的时候就主张啊要给这些黑人呢，就公道的待遇啊，但是没办法。 后来他当总统，就特别要来提倡啊，来实现这一件。So
although he failed to liberate the slaves while he was a congressman, once he became the president, he made a special goal to do so.
后来这个美国发生南北战争，这个你们是应该很详细的。这个南北战争是为了要释放黑奴的一种战争。And
we know later on followed the Civil War, which is intended to liberate the slaves.
那么他这个都政府军得胜了，所以黑人呢得到自由。
And later on, blacks were free because the Federalists won.
Lincoln 第二次当总统的时候就被暗杀了。 一般历史家是认为大概是因为他失望这些黑奴招来这个反对他政策的人的恨来被暗杀掉。
And later on, as Lincoln was assassinated, people thought that it was because of those people who wanted to hold on to slavery.
那林肯讲一句话很出名的，说我们白人是神造的，黑人也是神造的，为什么我们要欺负这个黑人？
And Lincoln made a very famous proclamation: We as Caucasian, as whites, are created by God. However, blacks were equally created by God. How should they be treated differently?
你和好的这个朋友在一起，你会变好。 但你读好的书会变好，读不好的书会变坏。这个书本的是一种朋友，所以这个书本的选择非常重要。You
can be affected by your friends. If you're with good friends, you'll be good. Likewise, a book can be as important as a friend. If you read a good book, you become good. If you read a bad one, you become likewise.
林肯他就是读圣经读的最多了。我盼望我们弟兄姊妹能够说读圣经读的最多，无论哪一本书比较起来了。
The Bible is the book in which Lincoln read the most, and I hope that we can all follow his footsteps and make Bible the most read book of our life.
我看外教会的青年有的圣经很熟了，反倒我们本会的青年呢，对圣经啊，好像不太留意的，也不详细太读的太多，但是有的是很认真的。
I know some youth of other churches, they really read the Bible thoroughly, they read the Bible thoroughly, even more than that of our youth of our church.
And
through reading the Bible, we can understand the precious teachings of Jesus.
那么我们现在看教材那个昨天的继续啊，就是要看马太第六章啊，就是第四条，凡事要讨神的喜悦。
And we will continue in the lecture pack on page 6, number 4, Seek to please the Lord in all things.
第五章它最先是谈到这个福气，什么是福气？
In chapter 5, it discusses many blessings.
以后就是谈到基督徒的要做光做盐。
And then it talks about how we as Christians should be the light and the salt of the world.
那么17节以下到最后的一节就提到他乃是要全权立法。
From 17 onwards to the end of the chapter, it speaks of how he will make the law complete.
那对这个做节期的，这些都因为他的牺牲性命在十字架给我们完成，所以我们现在就不需要去遵守那些了。
And again, the laws were fulfilled because of his sacrifice on the cross for us.
那关于这个人伦道德方面的，尤其是条诫命，他都提醒。 要我们呢，不但说没有这个做出杀人的事情，他要我们要做到啊，这个心里没有恨，就是造成杀人的那个动机的，他要我们彻底做到那一点。
And again, regarding the moral conducts, he wants us to take it a step further, where even if we don't murder, we should not even have the slightest thought of hatred to eventually lead to murder.
他要我们心里没有恨。 甚至会晓得去爱仇敌，为他祷告，好像天父啊爱众人一样。
Moreover, not only should we not have hatred in our hearts, we must have love for our enemies, just like Jesus loved everyone.
那么第六章第一节到34节就最后的一节啊，我看这个哈，这一章呢，要紧是教训我们一件事情，就是说我们做事要凡事讨神的喜悦啊。
And the entire book of chapter 6, verses 1 through 34, has a central theme, that is to please God in all things.
在公司做事的人，他就是不尊敬这个他的上级或者他的大老板呐。我看这个人没有在那个公司就没有什么前途。
And if a worker in the company does not respect his superiors, then this person will not have a lot of future in the company.
所以这些人都对他的上级都相当的尊敬啊，听话啊，要讨他的喜悦啊，因为你得罪他没有路走的。So
all the employees will try to please his or her boss, because without doing so, he will not have any success in the career.
所以有人说，这个人际关系你没有搞好啊，你什么都没有前途。
Some always say that public relations is very important because without it, you will not have success.
那人际关系要搞好，就是说要讨人的喜悦了。可是主耶稣没有这样说，你不要讨人的喜悦。But
conventionally, we would think that this is to please others, but this is not what Jesus teaches us.
我们作为一个基督徒，最要紧要讨主耶稣的喜悦，得主耶稣的喜悦，这个最要紧。For
as Christians, it is most important for us to please God.
请看加拉太书第一章。加拉太书第一章。
Please refer to the book of Galatians, chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章，保罗他在这里讲得非常的清楚，在这个第十节。
Galatians, chapter 1, verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？ 我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督徒的仆人。仍旧就是说他以前呢，他做人还是要讨人的喜欢呢。In
the past, Paul thought it was important for him to please others.
因为讨人的喜欢，所以人也喜欢他，那么他就有前途。
He thought that if people liked him, he would have future.
可是他注重信耶稣以后，他不讨人的喜欢。人对他反应如何，他不太留意的。Yet
after his conversion, he paid no attention to how people treated him.
他所做的一切都要讨主耶稣的喜欢。For
in everything he does, he sought to please God.
那么主耶稣在这里再看回来马太福音第六章。Now
let's refer back to Matthew chapter 6.
他最先就谈到这个行善的事情了，施舍的事情，第一节到第四节。He
began with his teaching on charity.
犹太人他们很看重这个行善了，很看重进士的行善了，这些事情，就做好事。The
Jewish people paid a special attention into doing charitable deeds.
行善本来是一个很好的事情，很有价值的。 可是当时犹太人已经为了要得人的称赞了，去行善。Well,
it's good to do good deeds. The Jewish people did it just because they wanted the praise of others.
那这样子就不是为了爱人而行善了，已经这个行善的这个动机已经搞错了。They
have now corrupted the motivation for doing good.
因此第一节主耶稣说你们不会把善事行在人面前。
So that in verse 1, Jesus told them not to do good deeds in front of others so that others can see.
结果善事是多方面的啦，非常多方面的，有的是这个物质方面的、金钱方面的，有的是精神方面的，帮助的。Jesus
here is referring it very generally. It may be mental support, financial support, or any kind of charitable deed.
但是他这个故意的啦，存心啦。 存心不良，存心要人家知道，人得人家的称赞。However,
here Jesus is teaching them not to have a wrong motive.
就是说不够这样子，就是这样子，你不会得到天父的赏赐啊，因为你已经得到人的赏赐、人的称赞了。Because
if you seek for the praise of others, then you will no longer receive reward from God.
所以说，你们右手做事啊，不要给左手知道。
He further said that do not let your left hand know what your right hand does.
你要行在暗中啊，给暗中的父查看你，一定报赏你。
But you should do it in secret, and the Father who watches in secret will bless you.
但实际上我们有些年轻时候啊，或者有到老也是差不多了，做事情都喜欢人家知道一些好事啊。
But it is human nature to let others know of the good deeds that we do.
好像有的弟兄姊妹好可怜的啦，不能过日子，但是有的弟兄姊妹是暗中的帮助他。Now
there are brothers and sisters who are in poverty and could not lead a comfortable life, and other church members would come and help them.
我们教会有一个姊妹啊，她以前是外教会的牧师娘啦，那么她到我们真理教会来。
Say, for instance, there was a sister who used to be the wife of a pastor of a foreign church.
她算是很好的姊妹,
She was a very good sister.
她带领好多人来信主耶稣。
She brought many people into believing the Lord.
那帮中带领一个瞎眼的, 这个老太太的来信耶稣。
One, she brought a blind elderly woman to believe in Christ.
那这个老太太的孩子也不是很老了, 才50岁。 那孩子是会变了, 就是这两个母子来信耶稣。
Was a middle-aged woman, rather, and she and her daughter came to believe.
这两个母子来信耶稣啊，这个一个很大的负担啊，因为他们的生活很困难。
Due to poverty, this mother and daughter have difficulty sustaining their living.
后来我们这个姊妹啊，她是做收生婆的啦，也并不是很富裕啊，她就是每个月啊给这两个母子生活费，但是告诉她这个太太说您不要告诉人。
Now, although this church sister of ours did not have a very high-paying occupation, she secretly gave money to the truth seekers.
过了十多年了，这个姊妹离世了，那离世丧礼的时候，这个得到帮助的这个瞎眼的姊妹才讲出来。
And it is not only until this church sister died that the benefactors revealed to the congregation of the good deeds that she did.
这个行善不给人家知道，这个算是非常美。
It is beautiful that we do deeds, do good deeds in secret.
主耶稣就教我们要这样子。
And this is the teaching of Christ.
所以无论你在教会啊，或者在学校啊，或地方啊，家庭也是一样。你做好事啊，不需要求人知道，给主耶稣知道就好。那主耶稣知道，主耶稣一定祝福你的。
So whether you're in church, in school, or in the family, no matter what good deeds you do it in secret because God will surely reward you.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节到第八节, 这个是关于祷告的事情。
From verses 5 through 8, it talks about prayer.
当时犹太人祷告啊, 也是喜欢人家看到他。
Back then, the Jewish would like people to see them praying as well.
给人家认证他是一个非常热心的信徒。
So the others can see that he is a devout person.
实际上我们祷告有的人的时候存心啊，不对的。 祷告要给人家看到，给人家知道，说他好热心的。
And even today, we find in our church, some people would like to pray so that people will know that he is fervent.
所以说传道一来啊，哇，好多人都在祷告，啊，早早祷会啊，这个机会就很增加了。
So that when there are pastors around, we see a lot of people, a lot more people praying in the morning.
那祷告不在的，这个传道不在的时候，早祷会啊，人没有几个了。
But without the prayer, without the pastors around, we don't see many people coming to morning prayer.
那些人当中，可能有的就要祷告给传道看的啦，表示说我很热心呢。
So perhaps some of those who come are the ones wanting to show to the pastors that they are.
但是我们家是祷告是要给人家看到的，这样的人不要想要对主耶稣做到什么。
Yeah, for these people, they cannot expect to receive anything from Jesus.
所以第六节说，你们祷告的时候要进入你们的内屋啊。 关上门祷告，你在暗中的户查看呢，必报答你，啊，就是说告诉我们不要给人家知道就是。
In verse 6, it tells us that the Father who watches in secret will reward you openly if you do pray in secret.
所以你祷告的时候，你应该要先准备这个心哦。我现在祷告是不是有一点表演式的，要给人家知道，说我在祷告。
So we must have this examination before we pray. Am I praying to God or am I praying to show others? Because if we do not have the right motive, we will not be rewarded.
再看下去第九节。
And then from verse 9 onward.
第九节到这个十五节这一段是主耶稣啊, 因为门徒请他告诉,叫他们这个祷告的内容。
From verse 9 to 15, it records Jesus' response to the disciples' question of how to pray. And this passage is, of course, the Lord's Prayer that we recite after many of our prayers.
那这个主祷文可以分为六句的，前面三句是和后面的这个三句。
And we can probably divide this into six sections.
他最先是说，我们在天上的万人都尊你的名为圣。这句话我很受感动的啦。我们在天上的父， 说起来我们很不配的，就是说天地主宰的时候，我们在天上的父亲哦，啊，多么感谢他！我们今天能够成为在这个天父的孩子啊，啊，多么有福气啊！
And whenever I come across this passage, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I become deeply touched because how great is our Heavenly Father who created the entire universe, and how blessed are we that we may be called his children. We do have our earthly parents, but they may not be with us for a very long time, and they may perhaps leave the world before we
do.
But we do have a Heavenly Father who is everlasting and who hears our prayers.
那要求什么呢? 第一个祈求就是说, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 这是第一句。
And now, what do we pray for? Here says, that your kingdom come.
神的名就是耶稣啊, 耶稣就是神的名, 很奇妙的。
The name of God, miraculous or wonderfully, is Jesus.
但是现在世界的人并没有尊耶稣的名为大为圣，啊，他有的时候就看不起耶稣。Yet
today we see many people who despise Jesus.
你看现在世界啊，有多少人啊尊重耶稣，相信耶稣？
How many people in this world today do you think believe in Christ?
所以这个时候要我们要祈求，求全世界的人能够早日尊主为大，来相信他，尊他为圣。
So up to here, we're praying that the people of the earth may respect God and worship Him.
第四节第二句,
in verse 10.
愿你的国降临,
the second part.
这个神的国降临就是神的国实现在这个地上。
Your kingdom come means that may your kingdom be established on earth.
神的国就是神的统治, 本来这个伊甸园是神的国啊, 是神统治的地方。
Now, the kingdom of God is the place where God reigns, just like the Garden of Eden.
但是自从亚当违背神以后，地上就失去了神的国。
Yet ever since Adam sinned, God's kingdom is no longer on earth.
那这是拣选亚伯兰的后代啊，要在地上建立神的国、祭司的国度、圣洁的国度，可是失败。
And God sent Abraham to establish his kingdom again on earth, but that effort was failed.
那主耶稣来的时候，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。那个天国近，就是说神要在这个地上建立天国，这个时间近了。
And when Jesus came, he said, repent, for the heavenly kingdom is at hand.
那主耶稣又在马太12章说，我家是靠着神的灵赶鬼，就是神的国临到你们的。
And what he meant was that his kingdom will be established on earth. That's why he says that if you cast out demons in my name, you know my kingdom has come.
所以要这个神的国实现在这个地上哦，就要先求神的灵领导，神的灵领导才有办法来实现这件事情。
So in order for us to pray that God's kingdom come, we must ask his spirit to come and work.
那第三种，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，在天上啊。 天使都绝对地顺乎真神的旨意，不敢违背。The
third section, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是在地上就不是了，在地上外邦人啊，他们当然不信主啊，不遵从主的这个旨意的。Now
we know, although in heaven everything is in God's, everything obey God, but on earth the Gentiles rule.
他们是反对的，不管是回教啊、印度教啊、什么佛教，他们都是反对主耶稣的。
Be it Mormonism or Hinduism, they are all Antichrist.
那么就行神的旨意在地上啊，这个是教会的事情。但是教会就是我们了，我们要想一想，我们是不是今天有遵行神的旨意
？Now, when we pray this, we must think today: Do we observe the commandments of God?
啊，我们想一想看一看。Let
us ponder upon.
或者你这个你现在已经所立定的你的一生，你将来要做什么？ 你这个决定是不是有遵循主的旨意啊？照主的旨意去决定，这个我们要每个人要检讨一下。
Oftentimes we make decisions as to how our future will take its course. Now, when we make our decisions, do we take into consideration God's will?
或者这几天我们在这一起生活已经好几天了，那这几天的表现是不是都遵照神的旨意在生活着？
Or for the past few days, the things we do, are they all done in accordance with God, with the will of God?
这个都我们要反省的。所以我们送那个祈祷文的时候，应该要每次啊，念那个祈祷文，我们都每次要审查自己。
That's why every time we recite this Lord's Prayer, we must examine ourselves carefully.
那这个教会都能够行神的旨意啊，这个地上啊，在地就如在天了，地上的教会就像天国一样。
Now, if everyone in church will observe the commandments of God, then the church on earth is like God's kingdom.
那么这三点都是关于神的国的实现，神的国、神的荣耀的事情。
Now, this first three sections of the prayer regards the appearance or the establishment of God's kingdom.
这告诉我们，我们祷告啊，要先为着神的荣耀、神的教会来祷告，不是先为着自己。
This teaches us that whenever we kneel down and pray, we must first pray for God's glory.
十一节,
verse
11.
And from this section 4 on, it is prayer for ourselves.
第一个就是说，我们所用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Says, give us our daily bread.
就是关于生活问题，我们人生的这个世界可以说生活是很重要的啦。
And this regards our daily survival, which is important.
因为人没有面包会饿死的。Because
without bread, we shall starve to death.
这是主耶稣教训我们呢，我们对这个行为方面的祈求，只有今天祈求就好了。But
this teaches us that we only have to pray for today.
我们日用的饮食，我们每天所要的，在后面的说，不要为着明天呢，挂虑。 一天啊，得难困难，一天担当就过了。And
here it tells us that we only worry for today, for later on Jesus said not to worry for tomorrow.
他叫我们对生活追求今天，不求明天以后。
And here it teaches that whenever we ask, we should only ask for today and not for the future.
这告诉我们一个很重要的路线呢，但是我们实际上现在，今天或者明天或者明年呢，整天都还有的吃啊。 但是还是很挂虑这些饮食的问题，就是不对。
And this is to tell us we should not worry about our daily bread of maybe a year from now.
所以主耶稣就谈到不要为着这个穿的啦、吃的挂虑，他主耶稣讲道理好厉害啊，当然是厉害，最厉害的，因为他是智慧的源头，他就谈到这个空中的福音堂和这个野地的百货花。
Here the teaching is for us not to worry about our material needs in the future, and in his wisdom, he also alluded to the birds of the air and the lilies of the valley.
空中的飞鸟没有种，没有收，没有积蓄啊，但是啊，天父养育他们呢。
It says that the birds of the air do not sow nor reap nor store up food, and yet the Heavenly Father takes good care of them.
他说这个野地的百合花今天成熟，或者明天被烧掉，但是天父还给他装饰这这么美的。
Likewise, the lilies of the fields, although they may die tomorrow, be trampled upon, God still gave them the most beautiful adornment today.
那么你们比那个野地的百合花，比空中的麻雀更宝贵啊，因为你们是天父的儿女嘛。
And we, as children of God, are much more precious than the birds of the air or the lilies of the
valley. 天父怎么不会照顾你们的？
How could it be that God would not take care of you?
他又谈到你们的头发几根，天父都知道。
And the Bible also tells us that if every hair on our head is numbered.
就是说天父啊，对我们的关怀是非常的，这个就周到。
And here it tells us that the care of Heavenly Father on us is very complete.
但是我们今天就对出爱的天父这种大爱啊，不太清楚，不太信任，这个是我们的不对。
Nonetheless, we oftentimes do not understand His great love nor respect it.
这说起来，这并不是说叫我们不要做事业的，不是这样的意思。意思说你不要为着这个生活的事情一直在那里挂虑。
Here it does not tell us that we should not worry about our career. It only tells us not to worry about our daily needs from day to day.
为了自己的第二句祷告就是十二节，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。这个债啊，基督教会的这个罪。 就已经是说，求天父你赦免我的罪了，当然是不足以赎的罪。好像我赦免人对不起我的事情，说起来我们说的罪，因为洗礼的时候已经做了赦免。
And then moving on to verse 12, here says that we can pray for the forgiveness of our sins as we forgive others.
但是之后啊,
now, all our sins are washed away at the time of our baptism, but in our daily life, we begin to sin.
那这个故事好像存在一样,你假设没有天天给它擦掉,结果遮住,后来会被那个存在盖掉的。
And it's just like a desk being covered by dust. Unless we clean it every day, it'll be covered with a very thick layer of dust.
所以我们为了要保持我们的这个圣洁的身份，我们每天所犯的错误要求天父饶恕我。但是我们要求天父饶恕我，主耶稣说你要先饶恕人。耶稣说，耶稣说有时候人家会得罪你的，像你得罪天父。
So every day we must seek God's forgiveness of our sins, but here God says we must first forgive others of their transgressions toward us.
实际上我们教会里面有时候有一点麻烦了，就是弟兄姊妹啊，这个大家就是不和睦了，就所以不和睦就是因为不能重新你饶恕别人，你能够饶恕没有问题存在的。
And at times, we may have conflicts with one another, and sometimes we may not forgive each other.
第三句话,
now, the last section.
就是主导文的第三句，对人的，对自己的第三句。十三节不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。不叫我们遇到试探。我们活在这个世界，每天魔鬼好像狮子一样，跑来跑去，有魔鬼种种的试探。 求神救我们，最好不要一见到，求你帮我们能够脱离那个试探。
We know that the devil is like a roaring lion roaming back and forth to tempt us, and here says that we should ask so that we may be averted from temptation, and even if we do encounter temptation, that God may deliver us.
像是属于被魔鬼引过的，就是说试探的时候失败了，那就这个。
Because if we failed in the temptation, then we will fall from our faith.
So, 为着自己祈求的三句话，为着肉体只有一句的，另外两句是为着灵性。So,
for the last three sections, which is the prayer for ourselves, we see only the first one is prayer for the material needs, the two other ones.
这是主导文的内容。那么这样内容，我们应该看起来，我们应该要认识，我们祷告的内容是。 应该包括最多的是哪一部分呢？那为了自己，因肉体和为这个灵性，一个所占的分量啊，应该哪一边多啊？应该我们能够看到，看这个判。So
after looking at the Lord's Prayer, what do you think is the proportion of the prayer for spiritual needs, for and for physical needs?